Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and we're here to have another wonderful program. And it's another Monday. So, see if we can get some audio coming up here. They're checking it out right now for those listening. If you don't know that it was off, but this is the call-in phone number. So, we have Kathy on today here for a co-host. Anything new in your life, Kathy?
Well, on last Friday, you ended the program by suggesting that we all do a timeline crash. You were saying that there's heavy weather expected from your area, going through your area from Alaska. Heavy rain and thunder, lightning, and heavy storm. And so you suggested doing timeline crashes for the weather or the gray sky timeline crash. And just wanted to tell you that I did that this weekend. I'm in Southern California, far down at the end of the state from you. And there was the same weather forecasted here, gray sky, thunder, lightning, and heavy rain. But by Sunday, there was just very few clouds, and it did rain, but under sunny skies. We had very light rain. And the weather forecasters kept changing their reports. They weren't too sure, I guess. Anyway, they wanted to hold to the old one, but it was just no rain, or and the skies were sunny, and it was very white clouds out there. So we had lots of rainbows instead of a big storm. You think that was due to the gray sky timeline crashing that I did? I did three here, and I'm sure other people did them too.
Yeah, I'm sure it all helped. It all helps a little bit. So it's very nice to have some relief here. The rain isn't too bad, but you know, harsh weather is, and sometimes. As we all know, you know, the storms hit and they come in and they're actually just too strong. So it's very nice to have rain, but not to have it all in one day, you know. Have it over a week so that it's beneficial. But that's the way the darkness wants to come in and cause problems and havoc with people. And, you know, it's just the way it works. But the timeline crash, I'm sure helped out immensely. So...
Great.
What
can we
do
today? We'll take some calls. And people can call in on 888-627-6008. That's toll-free United States and Canada. Outside the United States and Canada, the number is 530-327-7602, preceded by your country's number code. And I did type the number into the fast chat. And, Ron, we do have some questions here in the fast chat. Can we go ahead and get started? So I'm going to go ahead with the questions, and hopefully, Ron, you can hear me. Ed is asking, first of all, there's a clone removal announcement on the fast chat. That's going to be tonight at 5:30. And, yes, we will be decloned if you sign up. You go to the website, creationlightship.com, and you look at the top where it says weekly specials, Monday, Tuesday, and it's the Monday night special clone removal. It's $20, so you can register via PayPal in time for tonight. So that's like our eighth or ninth session, and there will be also a clearing that Bum will put up that you can buy in the works here coming up soon. So Brent wants to know, what is a clone removal, Ron, and what do we mean?
Oh, boy, yeah. Well, a clone removal gets rid of the replicas of you that are living here during the call, okay? And so at first, you might think there's only one or two of them coming in off and on, but there's lots of them. So what we do is we pick, maybe a body organ or body location. We'll just see what kind of how the energy goes. Everything's in the moment, so I don't know what the call's going to be like. But we do pick something, and I'll do two timeline crashes on it. And I think we'll probably go through maybe a half a dozen or so different types of energies of that. So we can pick one maybe for maybe your eyesight, and we'll do crashing on that. I'm two timelines getting rid of a lot of clones. So each timeline has you cloned with a particular situation many, many times. So you could have, we'll just say, up to maybe, 1,200 clones on iSight, or it could be much less or even more. But I don't think I went over 1,200 yet, typically, maybe, but not too often. And so we just clear them out until the last person on the call is completed. So I could go through 500 of them, and maybe somebody only had a couple dozen clones. Well, at that point, we're just getting weirder ones out of other people until the very last person is decloned on that timeline. And so each time we do a timeline, you get the clones off of you. And one timeline can cause you major problems. So I guess the question could be, do I need to come on the calls a lot to be decloned? Well, right now I would say yes. But that depends, up to you, how many calls you want to come on to feel better. Now, this is all about you. And it's all about you feeling better, getting rid of something that is in the clone body. Now, the clone bodies can be ones that are smart and ones that maybe are maybe less have less intelligence, okay? They can come into you, too. We all know that we've had days where maybe some days you feel right on top of everything. And other days you don't feel very clear. Maybe you're despondent. You just feel like you have a bad day, bad hair day. And that's because the clone in you that's living in your body, I won't say living in your body, is a replica of you. Because you only come in maybe 2 hours a month. So the replica of you is not a very smart one. And all of a sudden, it's portraying its lack of intelligence, okay? So by changing them out, by getting other ones and getting these things released as far as a physical problem that you're dealing with, you can feel much better. And that's what it's about. So back to you, Kathy.
And on the subject of clones, Cindy is asking, what happens when we remove them? What happens to the clones? Do they die? And what happens to us?
Well, to you, after we get done with the clone session on a timeline, then I make everybody real. So the part of you that's more real will come back into your body, and that spirit energy will be with you. Remember, each clone that we get rid of has a little piece of your spirit energy. Each clone is from a different alien race. So if I took out 500 clones, that means that you have 500 alien races that have created a clone of you. This is why your body changes, why you may look different, why your hair might change colors, why your clothes may fit differently on your body, why you might feel a little shorter or taller, why maybe the room changes and maybe you feel a little dizzy. It's because each clone is a different replica of you. So naturally, the aliens cannot create an exact replica of everything, and they may make some mistakes, and you may be living with a mistake, a clone that wasn't created properly. And that's what happens. And we all have had certain situations that seem really odd to us. If you can remember them, a lot of times the memories are wiped out because that alien race does not want to show imperfections to the other alien races, because each one is competing on a timeline for you, and they want to bring their best replica of you forward. And so once you get that particular energy off you, the clones are terminated, and then you become more real. So if you had 500 clones, then you have like 500 little pieces of sand that's a part of you, and that gets collected. So you have your body parts and you have your spirit parts. And so each time you do a clone release, you're getting yourself more empowered because you become more of you. And that's the process why you want to become decloned. And how many clones do you have? You have a lot of them, probably more than you can count. But basically, each time you go through a clearing, you feel better. I did clearings on, if anybody has any plants around, we'll do a clone release, cloning of your plants, and you can watch them become vibrant. So everybody, look at a plant, or if you have a dog or cat, or maybe a chicken or something, whatever you have around, what you want to see that's physical. We'll do that right now, too. So I'll do most pets and whatever, and also flowers or, plants. Oh, here we go. But you have to pick one of those. So now you have a big decision to make. A part you want to see real. And, okay. Got to pick something. Here we go. Only one. So look at what you want to have changed. You take away clones right now. So I'll probably do 100 clones here. So one, two, and watch the form of this particular, the body change on it or the plant change. You might even see it physically move where it is. So here we go. And pay close to details, attention to details. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That's 20. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 30. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 40. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 50. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 60. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 70. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 80. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 90. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 100. Just got rid of 100 clones, and there's still a clone there, naturally, because it didn't disappear on you. But we're going to take that one away and make it real here. So I'll count to 5 to do so. So the 101 clone is leaving, coming out, and bringing in the real part. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 there. So you can see how the thing that you wanted decloned looks, your plants or a pet or animal. So back to you, Kathy.
And, I'm looking at a plant. Right in front of me is a plant that looks like it's so much better now, and it did shudder a little bit. It's just so strange to think that everything around us are plants and everything is cloned. So thank you for that clearing. And right now we've got some greetings from Luca. He's in Croatia, and we mentioned the weather, and he's telling us that the weather in Croatia is clear. And we've got readings from Paula in London, so welcome to Paula and to Ed in Austria. So let us know how the weather is there, if you could, and just write it in the fast chat. So let's see, we have some other questions here. Ed is asking about the new Earth. Where is the new Earth, and what is it, and how is the new Earth doing? What is the new Earth for?
Well, the new Earth is a current light manifestation to hold your parts of you that you've had a healing on. So they're taking over there automatically now whenever I do a clearing on people. So you're being collected over there for the ascension process. Having your parts over here is not going to work too well, because if this planet and or your body or anything else gets taken sideways at ascension, the light will not know about it. So this is what has been created to help collect parts of you so that you can be off of this planet here. And then after ascension, that planet will no longer exist. So it's not like a new planet for the Earth spirit to go into. The Earth spirit is not connected to that planet at all, but it does have a copied blueprint on it that was created by this Earth spirit. So you can resonate to the planet itself. That's why it's available. And what I will say for the people in other countries who do have Skype, I believe, on the conference calls now with that conference line. So we sent out an email on it. You could possibly check on that if you wanted to. I think it's on one of our pages here on the Healing login page for the conference calls. I believe on the very bottom we'll give different phone numbers that you could call in from your country, if that's appropriate for you, to call into the conference call. So that's available. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and some people in the fast chat are mentioning that their timeline crashing for the weather. And Janice says she timeline crashed many, many times, harm to Earth. So that would be a big help. So thank you, everybody. And we've had some requests for some healings, Ron. Liz is requesting a healing for her mother, some situation with her leg where she can't walk. And wonder, and Ed in Austria said his mother is also could use a healing as well.
Okay, so we'll do something for legs here. Here we go. So we can take away the clones on a timeline for legs. So this will work for everybody listening, too. We'll just see if this helps. So here we go. And I'll do 100 clones. It can be a lot more, but whatever we get rid of helps. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 100. I'm going to go a little bit more here. This only works live right now for people listening. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 110. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 120. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 130. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 140. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 150. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 1. Are we at 160? I'm losing track here.
No.
I think we're at 160. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 170. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 180. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 190. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 200. Okay. So there we go.
Wow, thank you.
We'll make you real now. So we got the clones away, but there's still one hold on your space, okay? Last one. So we have to get rid of it. So here we go. So you may have felt your body twist, jerk, you might even, why don't you feel your legs here? Just see if they feel like yours. It's still a clone, okay, but it may have less negativity, less attachments, and just feel different. Because as you get all these overlays off of you, you know, it's like wearing, you know, 200 pieces of clothing. Once you get those taken down, then you start feeling better. That baggage is released. So here we go. Going to make you real. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There. Now feel your legs. You're going to notice that they might even have a different texture, maybe even a different skin color, might feel softer. You might get up and walk around. Those part of you right now are real. So back to you, Kathy.
Great. We got some weather reports. Luca says that the weather in Croatia is beautiful. Oh, I said that. But in Austria, the weather is clear and freezing. Thank you, Ed. And Paula says that the weather in London is beautiful, like spring, clear and mild. And Doina added that there's mild weather in Romania, Spain, and Italy. She spoke with relatives there and heard about it. So that's really good to hear. And now there's a question from Keith, who reminded me about the announcement for the energetic people release of cords clearing that you offer on Tuesday nights. He wanted to know about that, and I do want to mention that you can also access sign up for that from the creationlightshift.com website, Keith. Just look under weekly specials, kind of at the top. You can click on it, and there's a whole menu of all the conference calls and like all the different packages that Ron offers, too. So you can also option for a package discount for bigger savings on the monthly frequent flyer pass or the master frequent flyer program if you're going to be doing more than one Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday every week. So that will be a good discount. All right, so back to the questions. Janice is asking if she could also please get a clearing for a cold sore in her nose. She's suspicious of aliens doing it to her.
Okay, we'll do this here. So work with nose energy. So we'll take away, problems with aliens, huh? Let me think what we're going to do with this one. Oh, boy. Let's just take away implants. So here we go. Let's see how this feels for everybody in your nose. Remember, we see a lot of TV movies where they put something up their nose and they kind of wiggle it, you know, pair of forceps, and they pull something out a lot of times or out of ears. But here we go. Taking away this energy here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay, just see what that does. We had something about depression a while back. I don't know if it was Paula. I'm not sure, but I saw something. And, you know, this fast check is filled up pretty quick here.
Request a timeline crash for depression.
We can do that. So timeline is what you live on. So remember, they create a timeline for a situation in your life. So this is for depression. So you're on there with all the other depressed people, we'll say. But there could be more than one timeline for this. But this is the nice thing about doing a timeline crash is that you can get, you know, probably millions of people off that timeline and free them. So here we go, timeline crash, and I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And another timeline, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, this is a timeline crash for depression. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Let's see how that's doing for you now. Back to you, Karen. What I will say, when you get on that page to, if you click on the Monday or Tuesday on the top, I think it's about halfway down or something like that. So it's quite a ways down. And just look for the Monday, the different days. There's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. And you can click on, you know, the Monday or Tuesday one with PayPal there. And that's one easy way to find it. So back to you. And they're $20 for each call there.
Okay, some people reporting about their legs. Rick says his legs feel heavier and more solid. Amanda says her body feels more relaxed and fluid. And Liz says her legs feel all tingly. Rick says he feels more self-contained also. So let's see for some questions here. Another healing request from Bella. His wife's right arm has been going numb recently. Can you help them out, Ron?
Yeah, I have to kind of think what clearing to do for that. I'll do an entity clearing. Because if it's going numb, you're probably getting entities that maybe don't have an arm because there's no life force there. Maybe they're trying to bring forth energy out of you to connect to their bodies. Remember, these are emotional bodies that are invisible, ghosts. So they may not have an arm. And because of that, maybe they're trying to steal that energy from you and your arms going numb because the energy is being released out of your body going to them as they try to materialize an arm. So let's look at this here. Get away entities, take them away. So here we go. I'll use the word stronger so I don't bore you people to death with counting. Here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. That feels like it's working a little bit. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's see how that works. At times I would have people call me, or I would call them, and I hear in the background my voice counting down or something, you know, as they're doing clearings. Kind of weird at first to hear your voice, you know, over somebody's phone, you know. Anyway, that's why I was kind of laughing about using stronger or counting. So back to you, Karen.
Liz is asking that regarding the clone removal, she and a few other people are asking about their eyes, saying that an eyesight, cloned eyesight, that removal would be really great. So I know a lot of us wear corrective lenses, and it would be really nice to be able to see, you know, once we get into our new bodies without lenses. is that something you can do now, or should that be happening on the clone call removal tonight?
Yeah, I'll do that on the clone removal call. So, yeah.
Can she request that tonight if she's on?
Yeah, that'd be fine. I'll do eyes tonight on the call. So we'll concentrate on that for a little bit. Maybe I'll do four timelines for the eyes and just see if that helps people.
Great. Liz says that her palms are sweating so much on this call. That's because of all the clone removals, I suppose, Liz.
Yeah.
Shannon's asking if she could do a sample mental clearing for her.
Yeah.
Shannon.
Yeah, that's a good one. I don't talk about the mental one that much, but that's really needed. So here we go. We'll clear mental energy. I'll go back 7 days. So I'll start from 7 days ago and come forward. So 7 days, this is what I do on the website. So this might sound familiar to all of you. So 7 days ago, so sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 6 days ago, and I got to write this down so I don't lose track here. So 6 days, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared 5 days ago. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 4 days. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 3 days. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 2 days ago. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And yesterday, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and today. Sixth chakra cleared, cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. So in order to do anything on the website and to do things in person with people, I had to use something that was relatable to everybody, which was the chakras. So the chakras do hold the energies, but it's basically probably only about 1% of what's actually happening. But I had to get something so that people would kind of, you know, wrap their mind around what's happening. So we had to do that. But it's actually clearing your mental body and everything in it that's attached to you. But I had to use the chakras in order to make it palatable for people. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and that clearing you did for Janice regarding the alien energies she thought were in her nose, Pat also mentions that she felt that alien energy released out of her nose and continued through her jaw. And another reaction is from Brent. He's wanting to know what causes heat waves on this show in my body. His lungs are hot and his face is hot. So is that a reaction that could be expected from clone clearing, Ron?
Well, you're real now. And so what happens is the real part of you that's back here needs to integrate. And so, yeah, that's an indication that something is going on, and, you know, people do get warm and tingly, and that's just it's showing you that, yeah, something happened. And so that part of you is now integrating the energies. And remember, the clone is all of you. So by releasing the clone of the eyes, we concentrated on clones that have an eye problem, but their whole body was released, okay? So it may have had a secondary condition. You know, maybe it had a problem with a sore toe. Well, I wasn't working on toes, but the clone got released. Remember, the clones are a physical body, just like yours, a replica. And so just by doing one particular issue, you know, every part of your body is being replaced, not just the eyeballs, you see. And that's why you're feeling a change. And that happens all the time. It's perfectly normal.
So, Brett, I hope that answers your question. You're getting real. and I'd like to announce that callers are welcome. The phone number, again, is 888-627-6008. You can call in for a question to Ron, or if you have something you'd like to share, the lines are open now. That number is good for the United States and Canada. You can also write your questions to Ron into the fast chat now, too. Be sure to put a question mark behind it so I can notice it easier. So, Ron, do you have any other announcements or updates on clearings that you were talking about in the past? Such as the clone clearing?
Yeah, I don't have the clone one up yet, but we do have other ones coming forth soon. Right now, what I'm doing is the energy work with Black Widows, getting rid of the mind control from that and the oxygen that, or the air that we're breathing with the poisoning put into us. So I'm working on that. And we should be getting the other ones up pretty soon here, the ones that I mentioned before about the New Earth and the Prosperity, I believe is what it's called, Jumpstart. So those are in process right now. So back to you.
Okay. In the fast chat, Larry's asking, what percentage am I on Earth planet?
Boy, I don't know, Larry. I know it's not too much, so I'm sorry.
Okay, Marcy's asking, if we had clones taken out of our eyes, could it help our sight if we are nearsighted? That's what I'm hoping, Marcy.
you know, it will help. You know, we're just, you know, that's what we're doing is only a couple timelines or so to help you. And you could be out on 500 timelines with the same condition. Remember, the aliens see what you like or what they like in you to torment you, to give you a problem. So they hop on those timelines to do that, and then they create more. So if you do have a personal issue with something, then more than likely they're going to come on board and create more timelines for you with that issue. And that's the problem that you know, we're dealing with here is multiple timelines and timeline jumping and stuff. So it gets to be a problem. But that's where we live, and that's because you know, we're in this all the time. Something that's really new, just that you're understanding what's happening to you. Back to you, Kathy.
So about the clone clearing, at what point do we, since we're continually receiving new clones, if we do the clone clearings on the conference calls with you, and there's a new clearing you're putting up that will allow us to clear them out and keep it going daily, keep them cleared out daily. Is that what it takes to kind of get ahead of the game, to kind of get rid of most of the clones, or are we always going to be fighting this to the end?
Don't know. What I would say is, since this is how they capture you, you might be fighting this to the end, but as you get more empowered, remember, your only problem that you're having here is that you're disempowered because your spirit's not with you. Like I've always said, your spirit is what's with you to protect you. And so because, you know, of your ancestors you know, praying outside of themselves and joining organizations and not connecting to, you know, your own source energy inside of you, you became very deluded. And so as you regain more of your consciousness of your spirit with you, then your spirit at some point can battle and probably get rid of these things and hold the space. But until that happens, it's most people cannot hold their own space. But your spirit can do that once it gets empowered enough in you. Larry's question was very valid, but people are still pretty low. As far as, the Earth spirit, it left here. The Earth spirit is no longer on this planet, and there's space holders here. So it's doing its pre-ascension, and it's probably out there collecting its parts like you should be doing too, which is why we're doing the phone ones, to help people out more. But, the whole process here is to get self-empowered with your spirit, not the mind energy for self-empowerment to try to figure out something. You need to have your divine spark with you in wholeness. That's what we're doing to help people out. So back to you, Kathy.
I think we have a caller. Caller, please state your name and any questions for Ron. Go ahead.
Evening, Ron. Kathy, it's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
I have a question. Something very curious happened to me this morning, just as I was coming out of sleep. I'm pretty certain something was either injected or extracted from my left arm, like between my shoulder and my elbow. And it felt like, you know, when you get your immunizations as a kid, there was one in particular that really burned. I think it was the measles. Was it? The MMR kind of like burned a lot. I remember that. This felt like the same way. So what was that?
Hard to say. Just probably integrating. It's possible that you had some clone energies with you that also was giving you that same type of sensation. And your body will go through a sensation which might not be understandable. But maybe something else got released at the same time. How do you feel now?
It went away. I just have the memory of it. I when I touch it, I don't really feel anything anymore. But it was just like really strange. I was in the experience of it. I was feeling it happen, and like wondering what was that all about.
Yeah. How far along were we with the clone clearing?
I haven't really been able to do a whole lot. Just I was on for one evening and. Whenever you manage to give it to everybody.
Okay. Do you have any insight, Kathy?
For things like that, I just get on the alien attack page, and I think about maybe there's an implant. And I just kind of look at the lid.
That's what I was feeling. Like, okay, what is this? It felt like something was being injected.
Yeah. Try that. Or look at the Aliens Attack page and see if there's some other things on there that you could, maybe some kind of alien life form as well.
Okay. That's interesting.
Something on planet or off planet.
Mhm. Okay. Well, that's helpful. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay,
bye-bye. Thanks for calling, Lisa. Thank you. Okay, Ron, on the fast chats come up some questions changing the subject entirely. Luca, he is asking about a dung ball planet. What will the CLS do about it?
What kind of planet is it?
Okay, Luke is from Croatia, so I think this is his expression, dung ball. I think he's talking about
the dung ball. The dung ball.
That one's
in quarantine, basically. So the dung ball is where they took people's spirits and body parts. Remember, every part of your body has light in it. because it has a cell that was created from light. And the aliens typically eat us. No other way of saying it, but, you know, politely, you know. So, and the waste products, we all know what that is, right? That's the dung ball. And so when we came upon it, I guess maybe a month ago or so, it was very large, and the aliens were using that to make their creations for their universes of the light of the darkness. So the spirits in there were not really completely intact. Still had life, but maybe they're missing something. And trying to blast the energy with light did not really do any good, because the light that is there, it probably got rid of some of the, we'll say the smelly stuff, we'll say, but other than that, the spirit of light would still absorb the light, because light attracts light. So we couldn't get rid of the dung ball. So from there they had to quarantine this particular energy and put light around it and encase it so that it would not be used any longer. So that's what happens. That was a big find. It was very, very large. I can't recall exactly how big it was, but it was a very, very large thing, and the aliens would use that to, much like yourself, if you wanted to make something maybe out of clay, you'd go to the store to buy clay. Well, that's what they would do, is probably, we'll say, sell it to other aliens to do their manifestations with. So that's kind of the way you can kind of see that, but it was a very large thing that was out there in the cosmos someplace. So that's the dung ball. It's full of bits and pieces of everything of light, but it's not really detectable as light because it's too adulterated, too messed up. So back to you, Kathy.
And on the fast chat, Marcy has a question about the alien attack page. She's wondering which alien to clear. If she doesn't see them, since you cleared them all, that's a really long drop-down list. Can you give her some clue as to where she could start?
Well, I'd first start with the ones that you physically know about. Because if you know about them, that means that you open the door to their consciousness. So you're waving the flag each time, you know, the banner and the lights go off and the billboards and, you know, the big lights in the sky around you when you think of an alien race name, because all of a sudden that name of that race will draw them to you. So I would work with the ones that you first know of consciously. And to me, that the worst ones that I have dealt with are the ones that look like octopus energies, which are the Arcturians. So I would start with that, and it starts with an A anyway, so it's probably one of the first ones, I believe, on the page, and then kind of go to the ones that you have heard about other than that. So, you know, and just try it and see which one seems to have the best results for you. Back to you, Kathy.
Well, I might add, when I started that, Marcy, I hadn't heard of any of the alien races, so I just put unknown. And then as I was listening to the radio program, I became more aware of things. So that kind of led me the way I needed to go. I tried to do it thoroughly, too. Kind of hard when you don't know who they are. Okay, so Doina's asking if you could check her spirit, please. She's wanting to know if she's at least 70%, Ron, Doina?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, a little bit over that, but yeah, that's what you are right now with the consciousness that you have in the clone body. Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, and then another Ron is asking if he was courted when he met two little people 40 years ago. I'm not sure what that means.
Yeah, there are cords there. I'd say that there's... it feels like about 6 cords from one and maybe 4 from the other. So I'm seeing them like in front of you as you're looking at them. I don't know if this is how you met them, but the one on the left has 6 and the one on the right has 4. So let's do a clearing for people. So I want you to think of somebody that maybe saw today, and we'll take away 6 cords. So here we go. And we'll do 4 cords for another person. So one person, just think of them. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. First cord's gone. Okay, 1, 2. Second one's gone. 1, 2, 3, 4. There we go. That one's gone. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think that's the 4th cord. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That one's gone. Now we'll do the other person. And I think there was, I believe, 4 cords. Here we go. Everybody else think of a person. Now a different person. And we'll get rid of 4 cords. So 1, 2, 3. There we go. 1, 2. That's gone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There, that one's gone. And one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There. So we'll see if Ron feels any relief, and if anybody else feels better, that would be good too. So that's why we're doing the cord removal call on Tuesdays to work with these energies that are draining your energy from your body.
And so tonight's call's at 5:30. It's the clone clearing, and there's still time to sign up. If you can't be on the call, you can let Ron know, and he can declone you as an absentee. And tomorrow night, as Ron mentioned, tomorrow, Tuesday, is the energetic people release, cord release. And I've done it a couple times. It feels really great. It's just very freeing. And that will be also $20, which both of these you can pay for via PayPal on through the website. It's fast and easy. And then you'll get the phone number with the PIN number that you can call in. So back to the fast chat. People are asking about a little bit more about the Dunball planet, and the Max is asking how to find out about the report. The report that Ed, Mr. Oxygen, wrote or submitted on intergalactichumans.com. He says the history is there, and so on the fast chat, Ed's saying that anyone who wants to know more about it can search Rumor Mill News Archive by Mr. Oxygen for battle reports. And he's adding that the Dunball planet is 3 times the size of Earth. Oh, my. So, is there anything you'd like to add on that, Ron, about the report?
Not that I can recall.
Okay.
I don't hang on to the past that much. So something's come up real live for me when I look at them. And most of the time it's, you know, like been there, done that. So I don't always retain the information.
Okay.
Back to you.
Ron in the fast chat is reporting he's feeling heat and tingles. And he's thanking you for that clearing. And Ed in Austria is asking for a clearing for the listeners in Europe for sleep deprivation. Can you do that, Ron? Sleep deprivation for listeners. That's the people in Europe are feeling that.
Here we go. So, boy, that could be entities, too. Let's do an entity clearing to want to keep people awake at night. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Doina is confirming that if you want to get your spirit back to you like she did, she's the one that had the 70%, she's suggesting that, well, how she did it was she did the full clearings. She did the full clearings, not just the samples from the radio. And she says you have to go on the website and get the full clearings, the whole life clearings is what she's talking about. So thank you for that advice, Doina. That's really wonderful. Marcy's asking if you can please give an update on when the USA military enlisting call will be. Any ideas yet? Is that scheduled?
Not yet. It might be maybe a week and a half away. Maybe I'll do it. Let me see the date here. I'm guessing, boy. Maybe on the 28th, possibly. We'll see what happens.
And I just want to remind everyone, if you've enjoyed the program and received a healing and clearing and some advice that you found useful, that you are welcome to give a donation to Ron so he can help. You can help Ron help you, basically. There's a donation tabs on the home page, and it will take you directly to the PayPal, however you wish to do it, check or PayPal preferred. So that's all I have to say on the fast chat. No more questions, just a few other little comments. Liz says she started crying a little bit for her clearings, and Marcy says she does feel better than she did regarding that. So that's all for now on the Fast Chat.
Okay.
Do you have any other announcements or other clearings?
It looks like it's about that time, so I need to prepare now for the next half an hour. One of the special calls, this will be the call to get rid of the clone parts of you, so the cloning call. We'll be doing eyes probably four different timelines, so that'll probably take quite a while. Normally, I figure about a half an hour for that one. So, anyway, come on, everybody. And we'll see you on the next BBS program, which will be on Wednesday. Same station one at 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. And if you're overseas, I don't know what time it would be. So I'm sorry. But anyway, we'll see you later. Blessings, everybody. And thank you, Kathy, for a wonderful program. And we'll see you later, everybody. And
his
website is intergalactichumans.com. You want to check out the different information that he's had on CLS events here. The one that's 42 pages long. Very nice. We'll see you later, everybody. Thank you, Kathy.
Good night. Bye-bye.